Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 31. Christ is a complete Savior. Therefore He is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, since He ever lives to make intercession for them. God imputes the righteousness of Christ to the believing sinner. Here is a man who has never known anything in his life except sin, never anything but the guilt of sin and the condemnation of it. That man believes on Jesus Christ, and God imputes to him the righteousness of Christ. Then that man who never committed a particle of righteousness in his life is conscious of righteousness. Something has entered his life that was never there before. He is conscious of the joy and the freedom of it. Now God imputed our sins to Christ as certainly as He imputes His righteousness to us. But when He imputes righteousness to us who are nothing but sinners, we are conscious of it and of the joy of it. Therefore, when God imputed our sins to Jesus, He was conscious of the guilt of them and their condemnation, just as certainly as a believing sinner is conscious of the righteousness of Christ and the peace and joy of it that is imputed to him, that is laid upon him. It was our sins, our guilt, and our condemnation that were laid upon Him. He carried the guilt and the condemnation of them all, paid for them, atoned for them. Then in Him we are free from every sin that we have ever committed. Let us be glad, and praise God with everlasting joy. All the tendencies to sin, these He put forever underfoot. Oh, He is a complete Savior. He is a Savior from sins committed, and the conqueror of the tendencies to commit sins. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.